Okay, tonight, let's open our Bibles to Psalm chapter 37. Verse 40. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, just everything you've done for us and provided for us. Father, we pray and ask, Lord, that you just be with this lesson tonight, Father, Lord, that you would use it to encourage us. You would use it to strengthen us, Father, for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I said before services started, you want me to have the mic on? Okay. This is actually not what I started out with, okay? But it seems like it's more needful, okay? And what we're going to do is just a simple, real simple, look at the word trust, okay? It's funny, Brother Sparks' message or letter was all about trusting God. Okay? And as verse 40 says, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Trust, the definition of trust is to flee to for protection, to confide, to have hope, to be confident in, to be secure, and to be sure in. And if you look up the definition for faith, it's much the same. Okay, to have a complete trust or a strong belief. Okay, in. I'm kind of almost convinced, almost, not quite, that the Old Testament word for faith was trust, because they can be used interchangeably as having a strong confidence in God. Okay, and that the faith and trust in the New Testament, we use that when we discuss faith, about trusting God completely, trusting God, you know, with every fiber of our soul and being and our mind, okay, which, by the way, is where the actual fight is trusting with our mind. Because there are things that we want to do, okay, when situations come up in our life. Trusting God is difficult for us, okay? It kind of goes against our nature because we like doing everything in the flesh. When I was younger, I trusted in my arms. I trusted in my mind. Okay, didn't get me very far, but that was my trust. Okay, now that I'm getting older, I am weak. I am weak, weaker than I ever have been in my life, especially after July and August. It's just I am weak physically. I don't have the endurance I used to, and it's like, you know, God, you got to get this done for me. And the trust, I've learned how to trust more than in the last couple of months than I have in quite a few years, but. This is it, the trust. And it's interesting, most of the time when we think of trust, we go through verses like this, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trusted him. It's an encouragement for you to trust because it's the word them. It's an all-inclusive word, okay? If you trust God, this is what's going to happen, okay? It's funny, though, that, well, and a lot of times, that's where we keep it. It's for them and those and they. It's kind of like when you teach church situations and things in church. Everything is all about the church. Okay? A we type of deal. Okay. Psalm 5:11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Again, one of those things that we say, trust in God because this is what he can do for you, for us, for them. Okay, the we thing, trust in the Psalm 37:3. It's amazing. All of these, a lot of this stuff on trust was found in Psalms. So excuse me if we're just going to be in the Psalms for a while, but you know, that's where it's talked. That's where David talked most about talked about it most. Psalm 9:10, for they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Again, another verse that says that we can trust in God, because God will give us strength. God will not forsake them that seeks him. Okay? Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in the horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Again, it's a we thing. Hoping to encourage everybody to trust the Lord, to trust in God, having this we faith. Psalm 62:8, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Okay? A refuge for us in all times. And I don't know about you, but times are bad. It's amazing. We've only had this certain, and I'm going to be, it's not political, what I'm going to say. It's based on morals. Okay? I've given up on saying things are political when you talk about political parties, Republican versus Democrat, because it's all about morals. Okay? We've had this administration's, what, this is the 11th month, 11 months. Okay? Not quite 11 months. We've had this administration 11 months. And look at the mess the country's in. Okay? Things are worse. Okay? Anybody been to the store recently? Have not the gas prices gone up in the last 10, or the food prices gone up in the last 10 months? Okay? Have you seen empty shelves? We used to see this in the old Soviet Union years ago. Empty shelves on the things because the government couldn't provide. Well, guess what? The government's not providing. Okay? People have forgotten. In the last 10 months, people have forgotten to do things on their own. They're still relying on the government. Okay? Another sidelight, by the way. Something to be fearful of, I guess. Everybody was looking for the end times and the mark of the beast, right? You cannot do any business. You cannot do any transactions. Money, spend money, buy things, get things without this mark of the beast, right? And everybody says, oh, that's for the end times. Guess what? We're there. Only it's not the mark of the beast so much as it is, oh, you got to show your little inoculation card. You got to prove to us you've been inoculated in order for you to come inside this establishment. Okay? They're doing a big craft fair over at the fairgrounds this weekend, and you got to prove by your inoculation, by your vaccine card, or that you have a recent test shown that you're COVID-free before you can be let in. Isn't that amazing? Okay, there are restaurants you can't go into in this town because you got to have that card. Mark of the beast. Okay, they have chips on my debit card. There's a little chip on there, and then you slide it in. It's a chip reader, so that way it deducts stuff from your account. Everybody says, "Oh no, we wouldn't ever do that." we do it. We embrace it. I like doing things electronically. Okay, because I'm really bad at writing out checks and mailing them. Okay, a lot of times I've written out checks, put them in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and forgot to mail it. Okay, it's like wow, that's. I don't know how Pastor does that. It's like he's really on top of it. But the fear is there right now. Okay? The fear last year was that the government shut down churches and there was hardly a word spoken about it. Okay? The end times is here. Okay? We don't have to wait till the tribulation for things to get that bad. It's here. Do we trust God as a church to keep faithful in church? Okay. And then is the next thing. Do you trust God as an individual enough to keep yourself unspotted from the world? To keep yourself from the things of the world, from embracing the things? Right. Those restaurants that say that I need to show my vaccine card, I'm not going to do those restaurants. Okay, I was going to go to the craft show. Because it's kind of neat, Christmas stuff and everything. I'm not, because you got a point. I went ahead and got my vaccines because I'm not against them. This is a personal opinion, personal choice for me. Okay, I'm not going to make it for you. I'm not going to make it for anybody. That's just my personal choice. But if they're going to require it, I'm not going to show it. Okay? I just refuse to do business with people that do that. Okay. Praise God. My state I live in doesn't require stuff like that. Matter of fact, I think they were doing a thing in the legislature that says, hey, we are not going to have this little passport thing that you have to have stuff to do business. It's a matter of time, though, I think, before individuals start doing it, individual stores and stuff. But, things are here. Things are bad now. Where is your trust? 2 Samuel 22:3, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou saveth me from violence. Have you come to a point where it's no longer a we trust God as a church, as a group of people, but that I trust God and I will trust God in things? I will trust God no matter what the situation happens in my life, no matter what things come into it. Job chapter 13 and 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Okay. Now you're saying, well, how could you say that, Job, that God would kill you? Well, hey, God took away all of Job's family. God took away all of Job's substance. He was a poor man, destitute, sitting in a pile of ashes. And his friends come along and start accusing him of being a hypocrite. Job, you're not the righteous man you say you are. Look at your life. This is a judgment on God because you are such a hypocrite and that you are a sinner. And Job says, you know, after listening to all of his friends, and then this little punk kid come up and says, well, I got something to say too. Somehow those teenagers, these young kids have something to say. Job still says, though he yet slay me, I know he's taken my family. My wife has turned her back against me. She turned to me and said, you still maintain your integrity? Curse God and die, Job. Come on, get it over and done with. Okay. And I wonder, just as a sidelight, was she saying that so Job's life would move on or she can get her life moved on? Okay. Job, I'm still young enough. I can go out and get another guy. Just curse God and he'll die and I can go on. I can move on, Job. How would you like to have your spouse tell you that? Man. So Job has this opportunity to say that even though God may kill me in this, I will maintain my own ways before him. I will continue the same life I led before. Job's faith, Job's trust in God was such that he sacrificed for his children just in case they might have sinned. He lived his life of faith before everybody. He was a teacher, because that's what his friend accused him of, teaching hypocrisy, or being a hypocrite in his teachings. He says, even though God may kill me, I will continue in my life of faith, of trust. I will trust him no matter what. Psalm 56, 3, in verse 3 and verse 4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, verse 4, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Okay, that was reiterated in the New Testament. I will fear what no man can do to me. But can we truly say that? That when push comes to shove, when hard times come upon us as individuals, can we honestly say, man, when I'm afraid, I will trust in God? Usually when we're afraid, we get up and try to do something about it, huh? We see, oh, man, this is going on. I got to take steps to head that from happening. I got to do this. I got to do that. We're always scheming, aren't we? Always scheming on what to do when we see things come up. Sometimes it's just a thing of sitting back and say, man, I'm afraid. Admit it to ourselves, and then I will trust God regardless. I will trust God no matter what happens. I will trust God through this time. Because there's nobody else we can trust in, basically. But it's a matter of choice that I will put my faith back in him, the one who saved me, the one who loved me so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for me on the cross. That's our trust. Verse 4, I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do to me. When I was sick, earlier this year. I was fearful. I will admit that. And I can see some people say, when you admit, oh, you're a Christian and you're fearful, where's your faith? Hey, your faith gets tested. When you're down on your back, you can't get up. You can't walk. There's nothing. My wife had to help me up. Okay. My wife had to help me do things that my wife should not have had to help me do things. I even let her drive. For me, that's tough. I am not one of those that let other people drive. It's like I have to have that control. But and for a couple of times, I didn't even tell her how to drive, which I normally do when I'm on the passenger seat. But when your faith or when your body gives out totally on you, when there's nothing you can do, not even walk, heck, I had to roll myself out of the car. My wife had to go in and get a wheelchair the first time we went in. Had to roll myself out of the car, and she had to help me into a wheelchair to get up and walk, or to get up and go into the hospital. You know, she wheeled me in, and they started asking me questions I couldn't answer. I could not talk for myself. Okay. Things are bad. I couldn't even think straight. So after she went and parked the car, she came back in, and then she started answering all the questions. If she had not been there, they would have just looked at me and said, man, what are you, an idiot? No, I could not do it. Okay. When you get to that point, you kind of start realizing, I can no longer trust things. My mind, my body, the things that I put in trust in that are not God are all failing me now. This is it. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. It's got to get for us to be a personal thing. Something that when we're faced with a situation, I will trust him regardless of the outcome. I will trust that the outcome will be what he wants and that I can accept that. Okay? That's the toughest part about all this, is accepting what he decides what's right for us. How about Paul when he said, I prayed 3 times that this thorn in the flesh would be taken away from me. I don't know what the thorn in the flesh is. There are all kinds of things that people say, is eyesight, is it failing health, whatever. Whatever it was a thorn, a constant pain to him. Okay, in his side, not just a thorn in your thumb. You ever had a thorn in your thumb, by the way? And until you dig that puppy out, it just affects the entire body, doesn't it? How about a big thorn in your side? Whatever Paul had, it was something, God, I cannot handle this myself. I cannot do this. I am come to the end of myself. God, please remove it from me. 3 times he prayed that prayer. And he had that answer. My grace is sufficient for you. Is it? Is God's grace sufficient for us to trust no matter what the outcome? No matter what the situation, no matter how it affects me personally or the people I love, can we honestly say it's enough? It's sufficient for me. I will trust God no matter what the outcome is. Psalm 143:8, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Facing that situation. And you got to ask, okay, maybe David here doesn't know what he's talking about as far as situations of trusting God. Okay. Well, remember what David said when he was chosen? Or when he went in to see the battle just before he slew Goliath? They asked him, well, why should we let you do that? Well, hey, I had this sling, and there was a lion that came out, and I killed the lion. You know, God, I trusted God for that. And, hey, there was a bear that came out, and I killed the bear. I don't know about you, but a 16-year-old boy killing a bear with a sling, with just a stone and a... You guys know what that is, right? He had no arrow. He had no .357 Magnum. He had no .44 Magnum. He had no, you know, .338-06. You know, he had no big gun. He just had a rock and a sling. Okay, a little piece of leather with 2 strings, feather strings. You look at that and you say, I don't know. I was out hunting once, and a friend of mine shot a bear. And I was watching it. And this bear, when it hit the ground, shook the brush. And then I saw this paw come up out as the bear rolled over. And then it was dead silent. I looked down at my gun, and it was a 30-06, and I said, this is not enough gun. I had 5 shots in there, you know, from the distance I could have hit that bear. This is not enough. Okay. And then he said, God sought me through this. I trusted God, and he put me through, because I was taking care of the sheep, which was my job. And then he said, I can do the same to this guy out there. Because he trusted God. Okay. And from then on, David had nothing but problems. Okay, how many times did Saul seek to kill him? How many times did Saul come close? How many times in David's life did he come close to dying, where he faced the enemy? And you read some of his prayers, Lord, help me with my enemies, to defeat them, to make everything that they try to do come to nothing. And even in his own house later on, Absalom was out to get him, take his kingship. So I think David has the right to say, I will put my trust in God. I have put my trust in God, regardless of the outcome of my life. Okay. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. We have to be listening in order to hear, don't we? How many here had kids at one point in time? Is there times that your kids don't hear you? And she says, no, I hear my parents every time. I said, no, I'm making fun of you, okay? Sorry. I know my kids, they just look at me, it's like, huh? It's like I'm speaking a foreign language. It's like, you understood. I know you understood because I taught you how to read and write. I encourage this. I encourage, you know, to get up and so that way you would be a person of understanding. And you're going to sit here and stare at me like you don't know what I'm talking about? I've seen your English grades in school. You got A's and B's. I know you know things. But in order to hear, we have to be listening. Okay? In the words, thy loving kindness. Help me to hear, God, thy loving kindness, because I trust in you. I don't trust in anybody else. I don't trust in the government. I don't trust in Jonathan, the son of Saul. I don't trust in anybody, God, except you. You're the only ones I can. Cause me to know thy way wherein I should walk. Because I trust you. Show me the path for my life. Show me what it is you want me to accomplish, what it is you want me to do. But I will live my life by faith, by trust. For I lift my soul up unto thee. Have we come to that point where we just say, God, this is my soul, this is my life, it's yours. I will trust you, regardless of the outcome. Like I said, there was a lot more about trusting God. Hopefully you guys will go out and look. Okay? But the idea tonight was just to give you something that would encourage you to leave the path you're on and lead that life of faith, that life of trust. We have, this is prayer night, prayer request night. Where we do our prayer, our weekly prayer. There are things on there that